This is WordWise, the weekly program that explores the origin, history, or tall tales behind common words or phrases, and brought to you by KWBU and the College of Arts and Sciences at Baylor University. I'm your host, Christy Proctor. Associate Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences and Professor of Mathematics, Dr. Frank Mathis, is here today to define the infamous word we all remember from high school geometry, pi. And I'm not talking about cherry or apple. Will you please put in layman terms what pi is?
Sure, Christy. If you take a circle, any circle, and you measure the distance around the circle, that's the perimeter, divide that by the distance across the circle, that's the diameter, you always get the same number. You always get pi.
Well, Dr. Mathis, what is pi's actual number value? I never can remember.
Well, that's because no one knows.
Oh, good.
Pi, right. Pi is one of those numbers that if you try to write down the decimal representation, it goes on and on forever with no repeating patterns. So we actually don't know the exact value of pi.
Well, I gather this has stumped many mathematicians for centuries.
Well, yes. A lot of mathematicians have tried to find clever ways to accurately approximate pi. Probably the first was Archimedes, about 250 BCE. We also have evidence of Chinese mathematicians in the 5th century, Islamic mathematicians in the 9th century, European mathematicians in the 16th century. They're all trying to find really good approximations to pi. In fact, as late as last February, there was an article that appeared in a recent journal about a clever way to approximate pi.
Really?
That's right. It's still a question.
Well, why do we call it pi anyway?
Well, we owe that to two 18th century mathematicians. The first is a Welsh mathematician named William Jones. Before Jones, people would write the Greek letter pi, which represents perimeter, slash d, perimeter divided by diameter, to designate pi. Jones simply dropped the slash d.
So he just abbreviated it to pi.
That's right. But it really didn't catch on until a few years later when the Swiss mathematician Euler picked up Jones' notation. Now, Euler was the leading mathematician of his day, and so once he started using it, everyone else did as well.
And so they stuck with pi.
That's right.
Thank you, Dr. Mathis. Dr. Mathis is a professor of mathematics and associate dean in the College of Arts and Sciences at Baylor University. This has been WordWise, a production of KWBU-FM. I'm Christy Proctor. Join us again next week.